Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. The front page story in the Irish Times today features something you don't see in the papers much these days, a black and white photo. It's an archive picture of a man standing over burnt crucifixes on a lawn in the US. The man was a Ku Klux Klan leader and is now advising the far right in Ireland, according to reporter Conor Gallagher. He writes that the white supremacist has been participating in online meetings with Irish anti-immigration activists, giving them advice on how to, quote, get in the heads of Gardaí. Conor Gallagher has seen transcripts and recordings of these meetings, at which one speaker suggested burying dead pigs at proposed sites for asylum seekers. This he reckoned would deter Muslims from staying there. The Irish News is reporting on immigration figures for here. The paper says that almost 12,000 people applied for international protection so far this year, but 11,000 of those applied at the main office in Dublin and not at the port of entry, which leads the government to believe that most of them came over the border from the north. Yesterday, we reported on Sinn Féin's proposals to deal with the migration crisis. Today, the Irish Daily Mirror editorial criticises the Sinn Féin proposal to audit communities for services before they're selected for asylum centres. The paper says very few communities have the vital services to pass such audits. And Martin Turner has a cartoon in the Irish Times from one such place. It shows a miserable couple in the rain saying that if their community is not good enough for asylum seekers, they might as well emigrate. Ryan Tuberty is back on the front pages a year after the payment scandal at RTE broke. The Irish Daily Mirror has him pictured beside the large figure of $725 million, which it says RTE is to get over the next 3 years in public money. In smaller writing in the accompanying story, the paper explains that this includes the licence fee and money for free TV licences for pensioners that RTE already receives. The Irish Independent does the sums and reckons the actual amount of the RTE top-up is $125 million. That report is in all the papers, as is news from an inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney, who was shot dead in an ambush in Lebanon 2 years ago. A lawyer for his family said they want answers from the UN. Why, for example, he said, had a 24-year-old soldier with no UN driving licence ended up 13 to 16 kilometres away from his convoy? The solicitor said there was a noxious narrative that Sean Rooney had taken a wrong turn before the ambush. The coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, echoed the solicitor's remarks and said there were issues around the disclosure of UN reports into the incident, and she asked the Minister for Defence to intervene with the UN. And Dr. Myra Cullinan is in another story in the Irish Sun. She was the coroner at the recent Stardust inquest, and today she'll accompany the families of the Stardust victims to a meeting with the Minister for Justice, at which they'll discuss plans to reform the coroner service in Ireland. And the most photographed people in today's papers are Emma Fogarty and actor Colin Farrell. Emma suffers from the skin condition EB, and Colin says he's going to run in the Dublin City Marathon in October to help raise money for the charity for EB sufferers, Deborah. The Irish Daily Star reports that Emma's parents were told when she was born that she wouldn't survive long. Colin Farrell's marathon is to mark the fact that this year Emma turned 40.
Well, fair play to him. Ronan, thank you.